graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Oh, hey folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And if you want to listen to a good podcast, listen to my good buddies at Suplex City Limits. That's the podcast to check out wrestling. Tough guy, ho!
Sun, and the morning will come soon. I'll tell you stories of a better time in a place that we once knew. Before we back to back and left all this behind us in the dust, we had a place that we could call home in a life no one could touch. Don't hold me up now, I can stand my own ground. I don't need your help now, you won't let me down, down, down. Don't hold me up now, I can stand my own ground. I don't need your help now, you won't let me down, 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 down.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 95 of Suplex City Limits for February 4th, 2017. As always, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by the hawk to my animal,
Mr. Tyler Fudge, the sick boy.
Sound a little sick, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick. I was worse yesterday, but today I'm starting to come on the mend.
Yeah, my healing powers.
Yeah, you know, I had to find a way to get better. I couldn't let the fine fans Suplex City Limits down, you know.
There you go. Today's episode of SCL brought to you in part by the only home hepatitis test with Abby's smiling face on the box. That's right, Abdullah the Butcher brand home hepatitis tests.
What? Man, that's got to be a seller for sure.
You could, yeah. Well, you know, if you ever need to find out if you got the hep, you know, now comes in barbecue flavor.
Oh, hepatitis. He's speaking to
your fellow Canadian.
Abdullah, oh yeah, but I mean, a fellow Canadian that like spreads the hep around like it's nobody's business. I'll pretend he's like Snooker to me.
Yeah, member of the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame, despite his hepatitis spreading ways. Because, like, dude, when we put him in the Hall of Fame, Rando was over at my place, and I was like, dude, check out some of this footage, man. And, like, we were watching all this Abby footage, and there's this show where Abby's eating a raw chicken, and Rando almost got fucking... He turned green, dude. He looked like he was going to fucking vomit. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
That is disgusting.
Is making an impression, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Well, it's like draws and being able to puke on command.
He's gonna puke.
I do it, but I can't. I'll just cough and spew germs all over the place.
Well, you germs won't make it all the way over here.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
You can follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. We live tweet pro wrestling shows, tweet news, funny shit, offensive shit. I post shit about my life. All kinds of crazy bullshit on there. ProWrestlingTees.com/SuplexCityLimits. We have 4 t-shirt designs available. You can get the King of Bong style t-shirt. We've got the Nintendo-inspired Pro Wrestling. A couple of other ones there. The classic logo. So
you got pick those up. The Lucha Libre version.
Yeah, pick those up. Help us keep the lights on. You know, buy some tacos and shit. And like, favorite, subscribe, share. You know, people, wrestling fans, a fellow wrestling fan, turn them on to the show, man. We could double our listenership if everybody brought one more person in. It's like a pyramid scheme where nobody loses.
I could also be richer if you guys all just drop like 5 cents. Well, actually, yeah, I'd be richer for sure.
And also, yeah, our Patreon has options as low as $1 a month. You can give us $1. That's 25 cents per episode, not including, you know, Fully Loaded podcast and Pay-Per-View Take Two, the other shows that we have on our channel. $1 a month, man. I mean,
what's
come on.
$1 a month?
Exactly. You lose more than $1 a month just like out of your pockets in the couch and shit.
Exactly.
So there you go. Today, on today's episode, we'll be recapping some TakeOver, Royal Rumble, look at some Raw and SmackDown. I don't know. We'll get into some shit. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll even see what happened on Impact, huh?
Fair enough. There wasn't a lot.
I know you watch that shit.
I watch it for one reason only, and that is to write a review for Steel Chair Magazine over in the UK. So you guys can go read that if you want to. If you don't want to watch Impact, it's probably the best thing to do.
That's a pro fucking plug right there, dude.
Thank you. Thank you.
Get it in there. I'm rubbing off on you. Just the horrest plugging, dude.
Oh, yeah. If I can get a chance these days, I'm sliding it in. She's like a creeper in the dark, just sliding it in.
Yeah. All right. I guess we could go back to go all the way back to TakeOver.
Yeah, which seems like a long ways away.
It was, yeah.
It seems like forever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this the way that we record and release on Saturdays, so in the afternoon. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
You know, take it or leave it, you know, fuck it. But yeah, TakeOver. Didn't come into it with the highest expectations, but that was probably for the better because it exceeded my expectations.
Yeah.
That was actually a really good show.
I went into it more excited for the Royal Rumble. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, because, you know, there's only so hype you can get for DIY and the Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And with the way that Andrade Cien Almas has been working lately, and I wasn't too hyped about the Roderick Strong Cien Almas match. That turned out to be a great match.
Yeah, I mean, it started off the show with Eric Young and defeating Tyler Dillinger. Dillinger just can't fucking get a win, man.
Oh, no. God, no. And as we'll see later on in the show, he gets really nothing, to be honest, this week at all.
Well, nobody really did. But yeah, what do you think of this Killian Dane action here?
I've always been a fan of Big Damo because, you know, he was prevalent when I was really into ICW. The Killian Dane, the name itself I don't really like, but it'll probably grow on me like everything else does. But Damo, great addition. I find him and it's good chemistry between him and Nikki Storm in that group too, both being from ICW, both from the same country.
Right. Yeah, and I like Alexander Wolf. I feel like he's invested. The other guy's hurt now. When I thought he sucked in that role anyway. Oh,
Sawyer Fulton, yeah.
He sucks. This guy is more of a, you know, I hate to say, like, any big guy with a beard is automatically a Wyatt member, but he could have been a Wyatt member.
He really easily could have. You're right about that. But he's a greasy-looking guy, too. You put, like, that baby oil on that hairy chest of his, ho-ho, you could look like a beast.
But I thought, you know, Eric Young and Dillinger was a pretty good match.
Definitely.
Overall.
And I like Robert how Strong? Nikki Storm didn't come down with him because she was preparing for a match. I like that.
That was a nice touch, yeah. I thought Roderick Strong and Almas was a great match, actually. Oh, it's pretty fucking good.
I was a big fan as well. It was a creeper for me. The match started, I wasn't really into it. But as it went on, it turned out to be probably one of the better ones in the night, actually.
I'm interested to see, you know, what Roddy is going to be able to do down there. Because, man, I remember a lot of his Ring of Honor shit. It is, like, just great matches, but anytime he was on the mic, it was just, I mean, he's a vacuum of charisma.
He is, you know? The black hole of charisma, those shitty little boots.
So I've heard on the indies he's better, though. Like, shit he's done in, like, PWG and stuff, I guess he's, like, way better on the mic, I don't know.
Now, and one thing we've got to realize, too, is in the indies, they're also a lot easier on people with promo skills, especially if you're an indie darling. Like, you take Roderick Strong, how many... He's like Jack Swagger. He's got a lisp, does he not?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure he's got a little lisp.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rona Stone! That's why we call him Jack Swagger on
Jack
this show.
Jack Swagger.
My phone will actually, if I put Jack and then start spelling Swagger, it'll autocorrect it to Swagger.
Good. That's the only way you should spell it.
Yeah, Jack Swagger. Jack Where the Swagger. Fuck is that guy, by the way? Not that I care, but...
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, who fuck cares?
I mean, SmackDown is, like, could so desperately use some fucking people.
Didn't Not he that get I'm traded to SmackDown?
Yeah, that's when he came in there and did that fucking... For Lady Venom and the Rolling Stones! It was, like, the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. Like, he gets in the ring and starts yelling all this shit and about, like, I got a hot wife and this and that. And it's like...
Do you... Do get you?
Get the fuck out of here, Cindy Brady, lisp having motherfucker. It's not endearing like you know, Mike Tyson's speech impediment. Yeah.
Well, no, Mike Tyson benefits from having this big build and this very tiny body.
Fuck it's like Anderson you, Silva. I fuck you till you love me, faggot. But you can't ask him to have the charisma of Mike Tyson.
No.
I'm like, dude, it doesn't have anything to do with wrestling, but man, Mike Tyson in the day, dude, like when he was talking about Evander Holyfield, he's like talking about stomping on his son's testicles.
That's completely over my head. I've never ever seen that. I might have to look for that.
Stomp on your son's testicles.
Was this before or after he bit off his ear?
Before, I think.
Oh, goddamn, hey?
Yeah, I'll fuck you till you love me, you faggot. Holy shit, man. Yeah, fuck, Mike Tyson was a savage. And then now he's just, like, such a lovable guy.
Well, that's because he's taken so many shots to the head and he's half retarded from all the drug use he's done.
Yeah. Now he's got a cartoon. How fucking weird is that?
Yeah, that. But that cartoon is great.
It is good.
It's so good. I haven't seen it. Like, there's no new episodes for it, is there?
I don't know. I don't really keep up. I'm just one of those things. If I see it on, I'll watch it, but I don't like set my DVR or anything.
Fair enough. Well, I'm sure we can both agree, though, that the worst match of the night was that god-awful four-way women's match.
Dude, I was talking to a listener of the show, Michael. Shout out to Michael. Dude, why wouldn't one of those Aussie cunts pin the other one?
Well, and I hadn't thought about it.
You know, I was like, that's a good point, dude. Why the fuck wouldn't you just pin the other one?
If you're on a team together and you're isolated in the ring, yeah, it makes complete sense. But I don't know. I guess in the WWE logic, women are stupid.
Because wasn't there a men's match recently where they were doing shit like that?
I think so.
Lucha. They did a thing where it was...
Jack Evans and PJ Black, maybe?
Yeah, like Evans tells Black to pin him, and then when Black goes to pin him, Evans rolls him up and fucking gets the three. Like, that's amazing, man. He could have stole that.
Yeah, but they're definitely some of the high spots for Lucha Underground, for sure. Maybe even wrestling in general.
I'm just like, why were these tables out next to the announce table? You know, like, what? I don't know, dude. I thought the suplex off there was fairly impressive. No, that had all kinds of room to get fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you could tell that if she landed like a foot to her right, she would have just fell off. Because her arm was already hanging anyways.
Pretty impressive there. But yeah, there's not much to that match. There's just... The women's division is fucking eviscerated down there.
Oh.
There's three women.
At least we got one more match. We got one more match. We got Asuka and Ember Moon, and then it dies.
Yeah, then that's it.
There's nobody else left, unless you bring in, like, Sarah Del Rey.
Yeah. And we also had the tag team championship match. I thought it was a good match. You know, DIY, they can fucking get a good match out of anybody.
Oh, for sure. It was the best match the Authors of Pain have had.
Well, by fucking far. Yeah, that's something with DIY. It's like, you know, you kind of want to say, like, well, send them up. But really, they're perfect for NXT. They can get a good match out of anybody. You know, they're not... I don't see them getting over on the main.
No, they're too small. You know what I mean? Like, I'd hate to be that guy, but Tommaso Ciampa, he's big in attitude, but he's really small in stature.
Yeah. And two, changing the belts over, I guess that was kind of... That was kind of surprising. I figured they're going to have to do one, and that's going to be probably the one. Although I did feel like maybe they would use this four-way as a way to get the belt off Asuka without pinning her.
Yeah. You know, you'd think maybe, but I guess they see some money in Asuka and Ember Moon and Asuka and Nikki Storm in a singles match, because when it was just Asuka and Nikki Storm, this match was tight.
Yeah. I don't think those Aussie cunts are good at all.
Oh, like, God, no. Fuck no.
And so people are like, well, they're not that bad. There's a lot of fucking women's wrestling sympathizers out there.
Yeah. That's the guys that have got the calluses on their hands there, the pictures up in the rooms. They come on the picture, videotape it, upload it to porn sites. You know, those kinds of people.
Because then, like, who would want to watch that? Nobody.
Nobody at all.
Yeah, no, I was like, talk about that. It's like, I don't get perversion out of things that are just like every day, like cheerleaders or something in a football game. Like, oh, people are like, oh, cheerleaders. Do you, you can get like a video of a woman shoving a baseball bat in her ass on your phone in like 2 minutes, dude, two seconds.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, like, what's the draw of, like, oh, some women in little shit wrestling? I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Completely with you. I don't either. Wrestling is wrestling. If it's a good match, it's a good match. If it's not, fuck off.
Pretty much, man. I think last year, was it? Yeah, that was last year. For me, the match of the year in WWE was Sasha and Bayley. Like, best match, period.
Definitely. That was a great match.
So, you know, I'm not like anti women's wrestling, but I'm not gonna fucking give them any leeway.
No,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna fucking score it on a curve.
No. No, definitely not. It's like if you were scoring on a curve, Eva Marie will be a 6 or 7 out of 10.
Is she just not coming back now? Or
I hope not. Have you seen pictures of her with black hair though? God damn.
Mm-mm. Is that her new stick now?
Well, that on I see it on Twitter a bunch.
Oh, I don't know. You follow her on Twitter, or you just see it?
Oh, fuck no! No, people retweet it.
Mm. You know, I don't ever look at my newsfeed on Twitter.
Fair enough. I mean,
we got 21,000 followers. It's like, you better tag me if you want me to see some or DM. You know, because otherwise, I'm not going to see that shit. You know, and we follow back anybody, so.
Yeah, I'm sure if you went on there, you'd see a bunch of, like, there was that one point in time where I went on my news feed, and I seen about 10 dicks in about a minute, and I was like, okay, I've got to stop this.
Why do I follow these people?
Yes, so yeah. I unfollowed them. And, like, there's some weird ones. Like, you'll get, like, a couple wrestling tweets, and all of a sudden there's this weird fucking picture. And I'm just like, oh.
Oh. I'll follow back the ghost of Hitler if he follows us. Give a fuck, dude.
Well, I mean, you essentially got the embodiment of Hitler running your country, so.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. And then you had the main event. Bobby Roode and Shinsuke Nakamura. Really surprised by the title change here.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. There was a part of me is like, if they're going to do something with Nakamura before WrestleMania, they're going to take the title off him. And if they don't, then they've got no plans for Nakamura until after WrestleMania.
Yeah, but then they did the injury angle. Yeah.
Then they do the injury angle, and it's like, oh, well, I was wrong on every account. Fair enough.
Yeah, he's going to be in the Rumble, so. I don't know. I mean, I don't have a problem. Bobby Roode is, you know, he's good. He should be a champion. To me, I thought he'd be like a guy I'd take to SmackDown and put the IC belt on him just for, like, a year. Beats everybody. Nobody can fuck with him. He's 39. So when his time is up, and I don't think it's that far off.
No.
Two years tops. Then have him put someone over fucking, you know, super hard by losing to him. And if he's held the belt for a year and a half or something, then that's a good, you know, that's a good amount of fucking sauce to put on somebody.
Oh, I agree. And then you've got the whole deal with his glorious gimmick. Then there's that rumor about changing the IC title. That's your excuse for changing it because Bobby Roode wants it to be more glorious. You know, just little things like that.
But now we got to see what they do with this belt on him.
Yeah. God only knows what they'll do. Because, well, they're not going to have Samoa Joe. Nakamura's not going to be around.
What other contenders do they have down there right now that they've built it up enough to be in the main event picture down there?
I'm assuming that Cassius Ohno gets thrown in really fast.
Yeah.
Probably at the next. I don't know. Is there a takeover? There's no takeover between now and WrestleMania, right?
No, yeah. This is takeover Mania.
Yeah, so they'll probably do it on TV because I would imagine it'll be Nakamura and Roode again at the takeover show.
I just get sick of it because it's like takes so long for anything to happen.
I know.
You
know?
Like one guy gets the belt, and then it's 3 months before the rematch. It's like that was like the Balor shit, Balor and Joe. I was just stop it already.
Even the Joe Nakamura stuff, it felt like it went on forever.
Yeah, dude, it did. I'm just done with it. Yeah, this is a 27-minute match, and I was actually pretty impressed with Bobby Roode. Yeah, but going into this, I was like, yeah, he's he's an average worker. I don't think he did anything that was like super crazy, but he could tell a story.
Yeah, definitely. He's basically your technical brawler. You know what I mean? He's got the brawling down pat. He's technical enough that he can get by on a wrestling match really easily, and he's got a great character and he can talk. So
yeah, I mean, well, that's pretty much all you fucking need.
Yeah,
he lucked into that song.
Oh yeah, and it wasn't even supposed to be his song.
Exactly, there's supposed to be a different song. Lucked into that shit, but yeah, overall, man, I thought I was pretty happy with TakeOver. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, no, for a Saturday night show, it was easy to watch. It wasn't too long, it wasn't too short, and it was exciting the whole time. And you had the breakup in between with Seth Rollins and Triple H. That was a nice way to pace the show.
Yeah, but then they didn't do anything with it on Sunday.
No, no. You're right.
Yeah. I thought that was unfortunate.
Sure as hell did it on Monday.
We'll fucking get to that. But yeah. First, dude, Royal Rumble.
It's in the stars.
It's in the stars. Allegedly had 52,000 people.
Yeah.
In attendance.
We'll never know the actual number.
Allegedly. While we're here, I want to talk about this one news story, because it relates to Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Evidently crazy seating problems at the Alamo Dome.
Yeah. And you heard about that too? WWE's excuse was, well, when you got 52,000 people, of course somebody's going to have a problem. It's like, oh, so it's just, fuck you.
I don't know. I don't think that's an excuse.
No, I don't think so either.
You know? So yeah, man. You know, I guess some of these people are talking. So this cat says, my friend and I attended Royal Rumble, having had tickets to the event since they first went on sale last fall. Whatever. I'm skipping things here. But Section D, seat 1 by the entrance ramp. So they had 1 and 2, which is like on the entrance ramp aisle. To get there, everything's fucked, man. They were in a completely different spot, and they had to move like 5 times, man. Throughout the show, they had to move 5 times.
Yeah, wasn't there at one point in time, too, like somebody's section was tarped off and they weren't able to get there. They got brought, they were waiting, and they had to walk around the arena for like an hour. Can you imagine walking around that place, the Alamo Dome, for an hour?
Yeah, fuck that. I'd find the nearest chair and be sitting on my ass.
Come find me when you find my seat, bitches.
Uh-huh. But yeah, man, there's other cats. They paid $800, which, first off, dude, why would you pay $800 to fuck? I wouldn't pay $80 to go to the Royal Rumble.
$800 is pretty steep, I must say.
Well, they're supposed to get their chair, you know? You get to keep the chair or whatever.
Ooh.
As if, like, oh, I want to carry this fucking chair out of this place.
Yeah. That's exactly what I want to bring on the plane, a fucking folding chair.
Right. They didn't get their chair, you know, they got kind of ushered out, and WWE staff gave us a voucher for 3 months to the network.
Oh, wow. They're giving that away free, aren't they?
Well, pretty much. So, yeah, here's 3 months to the network. Go fuck yourself. Really unfortunate, man. A lot of people are mad. They're not going to, this cat's like, I'm not going to WWE again. Well, he says at the Alamo Dome. I don't know. I would never want to go to this shit and sit there fucking for 6 hours or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, I went to a Raw and WrestleMania, and neither one of them, at the end, I was just ready to leave. It was just, I'm done.
Yeah. Talking about me and hundreds of others were left to stand awkwardly in the aisle for almost half of the show. What?
That's fucking ridiculous. But now, Jesus. How much is that? How much of that is on the WWE, and how much of that is on the Alamo Dome staff?
To me, it all falls on WWE in the end, man.
I suppose.
Yeah. You know? But the fucking Alamo Dome is a big fucking place. They should have their shit together, man.
You'd think.
You know, nowadays when you buy tickets, you know exactly where you're sitting, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know? If you look at the map, you're like, oh, okay, here's where we're going to be. Perfect. So, yeah. But anyway, that happened.
It most certainly did.
As far as your matches go, I did not watch this kickoff shit. I would pick it up Mrs. Vicious from work. did you watch these matches?
I was home, but I was not watching it.
Yeah, the faces defeat the heels in the 6-woman tag team match with Naomi getting the pin on Alexa. Again.
Yeah.
Gallows and Anderson defeat Cesaro and Sheamus to win the Raw tag team belts.
Yeah, let's bury that so nobody will see it.
A pre-show. And Nia Jax defeats Sasha Banks. So.
Which should have been on the pre-show anyways.
Oh, yeah. Show opens Charlotte and Bayley. Yeah. I didn't think it was very good.
It was I found it was okay, but you know what's going to happen until WrestleMania when Charlotte loses her title. The pay-per-view streak will continue until then. It's just foregone conclusions for me.
Yeah, well, they're like, well, how do we do Bayley? Well, Bayley has to lose a bunch before she wins one. You know, that's how that goes.
That's what everybody's got to do. Everybody's got to lose a bunch.
Well, especially an underdog, right?
Yeah.
I didn't have really much on that. I didn't even, looking back here, did I take notes for this show? I did not. I've been getting more towards some of these shows. Like, I used to sit and take notes, you know, like I do on Raw. But it's like, sometimes I'm just like, I just want to watch this, dude. Like, can I watch this show as a fan?
You know? Yeah. No, I feel like, you.
Sit and take notes and shit. So if there's little things that we're missing, you know, I apologize. You know what happened.
More than likely, though, if they're missing, do they even matter?
Well, I didn't take any notes, so you're relying on me, you know, smoke weed every day to remember fucking something from a week ago.
Exactly. But like, it's not like there was a lot of matches to distinguish from anyways. You know, we had the no DQ match with the shark cage.
Let's talk about that. That was next.
That match, I thought it was okay. I thought it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right, dude.
You know,
that pyramid of chairs spot?
Oh, so dope.
Jesus, man.
That looked like it hurt so
when they
much.
Set that shit up, I was like, oh, nobody's going to go through that. Holy fuck, Owens goes through that.
From the top rope, nonetheless.
Yeah, that's... It's a pretty crazy spot, man. Crazy motherfucker.
You know, it was good. I would have liked to see Roman Reigns hit it just because fuck you, but...
Right. And then, you know, of course, there's, you know, Jericho suspended above the thing. This is where I'm starting to get pissed. He drops brass Nux, and Owens hits Reigns in the face with Nux, and Reigns kicks out, dude.
And you know what's even stupider?
Jesus.
It's a what? No DQ match. So why is he dropping the Nux, and why doesn't he just have the Nux on him? He could use anything he wants.
Dude, just, you don't kick out of a fucking brass knuckles, Sean.
No. William Regal beat everybody with brass Nux.
That shit pisses me off. The usual, you know, super kick out shit, and we'll talk about more of that fucking later here.
Oh, and I know what match you're alluding to.
Dude. You know, I just like, dude, you don't get hit with brass Nux and fucking kick out. It just pissed me off so much. Anyway. I mean, what else happened in this?
And then Braun Strowman, title.
You know, Braun Strowman comes out and, you know, it's explained a little more the next day, but at the time I'm like, what the fuck is the point of this?
Yeah.
You know, it just seemed very hazard. He did give him a fuck of a choke slam. Doesn't even take the fucking screens out of the table. It's like, slams that motherfucking Samoa dude hard. Table doesn't break, just like right on the corner on top of a screen. Like, fuck you.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Good shit. We had the cruiserweight match. I have to say, unfortunately, I did fall asleep here. I took a nap throughout this match. It wasn't all like, oh, fuck this, I'm gonna take a nap. It was just like, it just happened.
Yeah. It was not anything to write home about. Neville got his crown. That's about it.
It's unfortunate, too, because, like, these two guys together, with 14 minutes to work, that should have been a fuck of a match.
It should have, you know, but we've talked about this before and how the cruiserweights aren't really working a cruiserweight style. It's more of a heavyweight style done by small guys, therefore being every other match on the card.
Why?
I know. Let him do flips. Let Lince Dorado do everything he wants to do. Fuck them. If they hurt themselves, they hurt themselves.
You got a bunch of them, right?
Yeah, you've got more than you need. Grand Metalik hasn't even debuted yet. Tozawa debuted this week.
So slow going. Yeah, it's been like, you know, in the first episode, they're like, oh, here's all these guys. And since then, you've seen like five people. Every week, it's the same shit. Yeah. And now they're doing matches and shit on 205. Like, get the fuck out of here with this Tozawa and a jobber match. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Right there, the perfect spot for one of these new fucking samples.
I know.
Fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
Exactly. It's fucking awesome. And then we had John Cena and AJ Styles. We're going to fucking drop anchor here and on this for a little bit and talk about this subject. First off, in this fucking match, dude, Cena gets a Styles clash and within 5 seconds is up in the air, grabbing fucking Styles out of the air from a flying fucking phenomenal forearm to give him an AA. Then he does a fucking rolling AA where he picks him up off the mat. It's 5 seconds after a Styles clash, dude.
Yeah, it's there was really, towards the end of the match, there was no selling really whatsoever.
I mean, dude, Jesus. You know, like, how they handled the Styles clash in Japan and shit, dude. Nobody kicked out of it forever. And so when one person did kick out of it, it was like, holy fuck. That's how you do it, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I kick out. It was the second one he had in the match, too.
See, and that's the worst thing about John Cena matches. If you only watch one John Cena match a year, they can come off as being, oh, this is a really, really good match. But every match is that indie style, like the ultra indie style, not good indies, where we make a good match by kicking out of everything.
Oh. I didn't like this match. I thought Styles is good, but I thought the match overall was fucking whatever. Mark Tank is about this, so I don't know. Do we want to do the Mark Tank right now?
Well, we could.
Well, first off, before I do that, let's clarify with this. There are people out there saying that this is better than fucking Okada and Omega, dude.
That's complete bullshit.
And I'm not one of those people who's like thinks that that Okada Omega match is the best match of all time, by any stretch of the imagination. But dude, I'm sorry, but you look fucking ridiculous to me if you want to try to claim that this match was better than that.
Well, obviously they didn't watch it.
Well, yeah, they probably didn't, right, exactly. But it's just like, I knew, dude, that coming out of this show, a match, they would pick one, would be, oh, this is better than that, you know? I should have said that last week on the show. Expect the WWE marks to pick one of them. And if it wasn't this match, they'd have picked a different one, dude.
No.
You know, no matter what this match was, they would have said, oh, this is better than that.
Yeah, and you know what? It's the worst thing about wrestling and its criticism is the fact that, for the most part, the WWE is a variety show.
Yeah.
We're not meant to like all of it.
I don't know if it's much of a variety show. It could be way more of a variety show.
Oh, it easily could be. But variety for the WWE, like, I don't give a fuck about, you know, let's say, transgender Mahal and Rusev.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm sure there's somebody in the world that likes it. I still think you're a piece of shit for liking it. But
nobody in the world likes transgender Mahal.
oh, by the pops that he got when I was at an indie show here in Alberta, oh, people like him.
And an indie show, it's more like, I remember this. I remember him. Remember when he was on TV? I remember that. That was awesome. But dude, you're just fucking wrong about this if you think that, man.
No, I agree. I agree completely.
And then the argument comes in, inevitably. Well, that's the beauty of opinions. Everyone can have an opinion. Okay, dude, you can tell me that a fucking McDonald's cheeseburger is better than a fucking fine steak, that's your opinion. You're entitled to that opinion. But all you're really saying is that you have no fucking taste whatsoever. You know what I'm saying?
No, I completely get it. I do.
Opinions can be wrong, dude. You know?
Opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one.
You know, you could say like, oh, I think that eating dog shit's delicious. Great, that's your opinion, but you know, you're fucking wrong, dude. You know? God damn it. It made me fucking angry with these people. So that's what this week's Mark Tank is all about, dude.
So well, we might as well get into it.
We might as well, dude.
A guy that believes that OJ did do it. And a mark is each and every one of you, sorry, son of a fucking bitch.
You can't pick a better promo to have to listen to every week.
No, dude, I love it every week. Such a good one. Sorry, motherfuckers, dude. Oh, let's get into it. Tolga Ozatisi. Sorry, but I find Okada versus Omega boring. Back body drop over the...
You ran down to crack your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress.
Fucking yeah, that back body drop over the top through a table. That's boring.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Building up to the point where Kenny Omega never hits his finisher, tries so hard, fails, loses the match. Yeah, the whole build was boring, sure.
Oh, yeah, instead of building up, you know, him trying and trying to get his finisher, he should have got his finisher 5 times.
Right, right, just like Cena, right?
Yeah, sure. After I saw the match, I said this match should get 4 or 4.25 stars. Slow match, just speed up last 5 minutes. The only thing I remember was Kenny's Omega's dive through the table. He dived through the table? Okay. The end was just finisher party. First 20 minutes, very boring. But AJ versus Cena was something else. Definitely a better match. 230 people liked this comment on Facebook.
Oh, wow. Well, I'd hate to bring it up again, but you guys voted in Donald Trump, so there's a lot of people with shitty opinions in your country. And every country.
But I don't think these are all Americans.
Yeah, but they also worship, like, some people worship, like, pigs and shit, so.
Cows, dude.
Cows, yeah, that's the one.
Ilan Pari says, shut up, minor league fella. You can't even dream of fighting in front of 50,000 fans. Stay in those holes and recognize. That's in response to Okada and Omega.
Does he Omega know tweeted, how many people are in the Tokyo Dome?
No, he doesn't know.
Obviously, he has no idea that there's roughly, what, 30,000 people?
Yeah.
The WWE did not get 50,000. We all know that.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, Omega Okada took place in a fucking bingo hall.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Daniel Hopkins. This guy's American. He's white. I disagree. People don't want to admit it because it's Cena. But it truly was better.
Zip it.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking awful. I'm just baffled by that. Let's see here. Joe Aravalos. I watched both. Never watching the Omega fight, did I think he would win? Cena and AJ, you couldn't tell who would win. I think Cena AJ fight had a lot of drama and build up. I enjoyed both, but Cena AJ better. You didn't know that Cena was going to win that match? That was obvious. Everybody called that coming into it.
Oh yeah, it's you know, it's, I don't even know what to say to this guy. I really don't.
It's like, it makes you question, like, are these people on the same fucking planet as we are?
Well, yeah, they're obviously not on the same page, not the same chapter, probably not even the same book. But yeah, it's ridiculous to think that, fuck these people. That's all I got to say.
Miguel Anthony Padilla Jr. What's with Hispanic people trying to have all the names? Why you got to have all the names, bro? Yeah. Come on, man.
You greedy motherfucker.
Cena versus Styles all day. Even my girlfriend was impressed. That's a lot to say.
Well, I'm sure it's the physique of AJ Styles and John Cena that she's impressed with. And she's diddling herself at night while you try to satisfy her.
Oh, dude. He's up playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Dude, Stephen Cotton. Yeah, right. Cena and Styles whore the house down in front of a real crowd and a real company.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face, and I don't like you.
Oh, God.
That one hit me to my core. I don't like... Oh, that was... Oh.
See, yeah.
First off, New Japan. Number two in the world. You know, maybe a distant two from the number one, sure. But the product is head over heels better.
Yeah, Pepsi is a distant number two to Coke, but it's still number two.
Exactly. And I love myself some fucking Pepsi. So maybe
I like Pepsi more.
Yeah, me too. So maybe that's just what it says about me.
Fucking,
but...
smart. Fucking smart Pepsi drinkers.
Yeah. Try to pass the taste test.
Yeah. Oh, man. Albert Thornton. Who gives a fuck about a Mega Okada match? Don't care. Shut up about it. WWE is better, so shut up. Oh, dude.
This guy's probably under 20 years old. This guy's probably never watched wrestling outside of the WWE ever. He knows who certain ones from Ring of Honor are. He knows who certain indie darlings are, like Ricochet and stuff like that. That's the extent of his knowledge.
Oh, dude, this one's... You're going to love this one. So, this guy's named Fasi Naheem. His picture, his profile picture on Facebook is Nakamura, okay?
Okay.
And he says, why these NJPW wrestlers are so douchey?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Does he not know where Nakamura comes from?
Oh, of course not, dude. They don't fucking... These are people who aren't don't know shit, man. They're not fucking cultured.
Wow. The ignorance.
Yeah. Daniel Pomerantz. He would do. Boring wrestler. Okada sucks.
Oh, I don't even... What did he say? Like, what does that mean? He doesn't even do? Okada sucks?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, and, let's see here. And the mark of the week, dude. It's often said to find a mark, you don't have to look very far from the locker room. And the mark of the week, Bubba Ray Dudley.
Oh, I know who you're going. Well, I know what this is.
He posts on Twitter: AJ Cena greater than Okada Omega. Psychology, selling, stayed in the ring, no gimmicks, pure championship match.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Bubba Ray Dudley. Not his last time as Mark of the Week, I'm sure.
No, definitely not.
He was Mark of the Week on something else one time.
Well,
that?
He... Wasn't he one of the TNA bandwagon guys too at one point in time? If you said anything bad about TNA, he's just like all down your throat.
I think it was on Reigns. It was like for people talking shit on Reigns. He was like trying to kiss ass and get his fucking washed up whore girlfriend a fucking job.
Oh, yeah. All she's doing now is just dressing up like weird geek stuff, half naked. Yeah.
Selling! What's selling, dude?
Yeah.
You take a Styles Clash and are on your feet in 10 seconds. Get the fuck out of here, selling.
And then if you take the selling out, there goes a lot of the psychology.
So I don't know what psychology was in that. I don't think this was the best Styles-Cena match. I thought that last one was better.
I agree. The last one was what, SummerSlam?
Probably. It's hard to remember.
It is. But I remember the SummerSlam one I thought was really good.
God. Yeah. Well, there you go. That is your Mark Tank for the week.
Oh, that was an aggravating one, sir. That really got my goat.
It's infuriating, right?
Yeah. You're fucking right it is.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. People are just fucking dumb. And they've instilled that somehow, WWE. They've instilled that, like, these people just hate anything else, you know, hate any kind of indie shit. And even, like, hating people who know more, which is it's a weird thing, right? It's it is kind of related to the whole Trump thing, I think. I don't know. We don't talk politics on this show, but
it's when, like, there's an in.
So, like, you know, just like, well, you watched wrestling for 30 years, and you watch wrestling from all over the world. Fuck you, you know. I don't get that fucking thought process.
No, it's, well, you look at it too, and you know, there's that's dividing upon all planes of culture. Really, it's called being cultured. You culture yourself with everything else around you, and that gives you a great appreciation for what you see. Now, what you guys should do is go get yourself some fucking class and some culture.
Yeah.
And watch something outside of the WWE. Not that you guys are listening, of course, but...
No, they're not. All the people listening, I would imagine...
Aggravated because I told them to do that.
Well, no, they know... And there's probably people who listen to this show that may think that was a better match. I mean... I think you're wrong.
Your opinion, but your opinion is wrong.
I respect the opinion, yeah. But I hope you made a fucking case, at least a bit of a case to help you change your mind.
Yeah.
To me, that sales clash thing is like all you need. That's like the beginning and end fucking of the whole thing.
Now, mind you, one highlight from that match, though, was seeing John Cena take a Styles Clash face first and damn near breaking his nose on the mat.
Dude, he took both of them that way.
That's because he's so goddamn top heavy.
He's got his big fucking steroid head.
And you know he's on the roids. You can't tell me that WWE's clean. Look at Ryback.
Fucking Ryback.
Look at Jinder Mahal. Look at the fucking air flowing through those veins.
Oh. What happened with this guy, man? I saw this guy in NXT, some Australian former bodybuilder who had, like, last week had fucking the worst back knee ever, dude.
Well, who was, remember that guy from the other couple, I don't know if this was last year, they hyped him up for weeks, and when he came in, he just lost somebody.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Remember, he had back knee on the back of his fucking legs and shit. It was disgusting.
Yeah, some Scott Putski level shit, yeah, man. And then we have the Royal Rumble match.
Cole totally fucking skipped that, didn't we?
Well, we were on the topic of Cena Styles, so.
I suppose. And you did say we would jaunt about it and talk about it for a while, so.
Fuck yeah, dude. So, the Royal Rumble match itself, I don't know, dude. I didn't think it was that good.
It was an average Royal Rumble match, if you ask me. It was definitely better than last year and having to sit through the whole Roman Reigns bullshit.
Yeah, but you got more Roman Reigns bullshit on this one.
At least it was only for like 6 minutes, though.
Yeah. I loved Jericho fucking creeping around next to the ring. It's like the match is going on and you just see his eyes creeping over the top all the time.
Yeah, well, Jericho was a highlight, and like I seen him when he rolled out, and I was like, "Oh, he's gone for a long time now," because like, he rolled out like somebody in WWE 2K17 in like a triple threat match, where if you hurt him so much, they just roll out of the ring and they just lay there for a while to make the match really WWE like, you know, singles match within a triple threat match. But when I see he rolled out exactly like it, and I almost busted a nut.
Why don't they like? It's surprising to me that they don't steal good things from Lucha, right? You know, the whole, what the fuck am I looking for here? I'm gapping on. I'm pretty baked out.
pothole.
Handcuffing yourself outside, like fucking Ryan does all the time. Joey Ryan.
Yeah.
Handcuffs himself outside, and then immediately gets fucked. Like Jericho could have handcuffed himself outside, and then like immediately Braun Strowman comes down. And fucks him up, rips him off of whatever he's attached to.
Rips his arm off, starts beating him with it.
But I digress.
Jerry Lawler used to do it all the time in the Rumble.
Yeah.
and he would get fucked. But they, yeah, it's, I think it's a lot to do with talent. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot to do with the guys. I don't think they'll even bother to bring these ideas up.
Yeah. I thought Gallagher had a nice little showing in this.
Yeah, the little umbrella spot was pretty nice.
Yeah. But we didn't get, you know, they announced 22 people, and we didn't get any surprise real returns. We didn't get any of those classic returns.
No.
You know?
Balor, apparently, he had gotten reevaluated that week. He didn't actually pass the test, so like he was not even a thought for the Royal Rumble.
Right.
Apparently there was 5 injuries as well for that. He didn't just tear his rotator cuff. There's 5 different injuries. Did you see that picture that he tweeted out?
No.
No? Fair enough.
I don't see a lot of what these guys tweet out.
He had like a cup, and on the cup was just a checklist of all the injuries he got in that match.
Jesus. And you did have Tyler Dillinger at 10, you know, which was a highlight.
Should have been 11. But.
Should have been 11, dude. I'm telling you. But yeah, like we just get like all these other Big Show, Mark Henry.
Yeah, it wasn't the names in the Royal Rumble weren't anything to look back on. But on the other hand, they did have a lot of big names in there. Not like they might not be workers, but their names mean a lot. So you had Goldberg, you had Brock Lesnar, you had Undertaker. So, you know, they might have been abysmal to watch, especially Undertaker. We've got to talk about how horrible Undertaker
we will. Was. Oh, we'll get to that. And I just saw, like, who got over in this match, maybe, aside from maybe Braun? Jericho, but, well, he's already.
He is already.
You know, over. They didn't take this to elevate anybody. Who got elevated on this besides Strowman? You know, maybe Corbin a little, but not really.
All he had was that one elimination. Corbin had that one. What, didn't Corbin eliminate Strowman? With the clothesline or whatever?
I believe so.
But like, and you know what? It made him look good doing that. It did come out. I was like, oh shit, Corbin eliminated Strowman. Okay.
He's still not money.
He's still not money, but it elevates him a tiny bit, but not a lot. Nothing to really mention.
Like I say, he wouldn't be money if he shoved a piggy bank full of silver dollars up his ass. That fucking guy. And, you know, Kofi got his interesting spot.
That sucked.
Yeah.
I hated him.
Wasn't that. But a lot of guys hung around in there, and then just once they got all their old guys in there, they just, all of them out. Miz gone, Zayn gone, you know, just all these people are just gone in no fucking.
Zayn lasted like 40 minutes.
Yeah. And then just unceremoniously dumped, you know, so. I don't know. And yeah, Lesnar, Goldberg, all at the end, Undertaker. Dude, he looked like shit, man.
Yeah, it was like, he wasn't moving. Everybody was running into him.
He even said that, too, at one point, I think. Like, Graves is like, he's just standing in the middle of the ring taking everyone out. You know, like, dude, he can't move.
Yeah, and then he takes that bump to the outside, and he was done.
Yeah.
Apparently went to the back. Could barely move.
Yeah, he was in rough shape, right?
Yeah, so he only had hip surgery, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah. The hip he recently had surgery on was giving him problems. So, good God.
He got
supposed to have like a full one later.
Yes, yes. This was just to get him by till WrestleMania. But like he does have another month or two to heal, and maybe he might be a little bit better. But I wouldn't dream that this Reigns Undertaker match is going to be anything.
That's going to be awful.
It is. It's going
to
be really
bad. And he's going to lose to Reigns.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fucking abortion.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. I'm going to be glued to my screen, not for good reasons.
I've seriously been calling for the Undertaker to retire for almost a decade at this point. I mean, it's good. A good fucking 5 years or so.
I would say I was ready before the CM, after that second Triple H match, or the third Triple H match, the Hell in the Cell was like, Undertaker should be sweeped off the mat now. Just especially like that whole build where this is the last of the Attitude Era. It was a nice way to say goodbye. But no.
Yeah, he looked fat. He couldn't walk. He's awful, dude. Just awful. They were carting down some of the big guys.
Was so funny. Big E on that golf cart.
Yeah. And Bray Wyatt, too, actually.
I guess those are the guys without much stamina.
Well, I mean, it's going to be an issue of time, you know? Like, Big Show would have taken... How long would it take Big Show to walk down there?
Oh, I would imagine the kayfabe 2 minutes would definitely be up.
Another guy, too, like... I mean, he looks like if he sneezed, his legs would just break off, dude. Seriously. I mean, he looks like he's just teetering on those fucking, like... Like, he just took somebody and put him on fake legs, and he's like, whoa, you know?
He's looking more and more like Andre the Giant, more and more as he gets older.
Yeah, get him one of those fucking onesie over the shoulder fucking things in an afro, and it's fucking Andre.
And then on Reigns number 30, we got Reigns.
Yeah, the crowd loved that.
Oh, bullshit chants just rang out all over
the place. Only reason he was there was so that you would be more accepting of Orton winning, because if it wasn't for Reigns, dude, people would have shit all over Orton winning.
Probably.
I am shit all over Orton winning. I think that sucks.
Who else is going to win, though? You know what I mean? Like, in that match, who else winning would have enthused you more?
Oh, dude, lots of people.
Okay, realistically, that we think WWE would push. Let's go for it that way.
Bray Wyatt?
Fair enough, but it... Yeah, I suppose. We're going to get the same match anyways, Randy Orton or Bray Wyatt, so.
I would have taken Zayn, Jericho, of course, like, you know, fucking Cesaro. I'd have taken any of those guys.
But the WWE would never. That's the thing. The day Cesaro wins a Rumble is the day Vince rolls over in his grave.
Well, yeah. Well, there you go. And I just, you know, this whole Orton thing. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious we're going to get to Orton. Is it going to be Orton and Wyatt for the belt at Mania?
That's my thoughts, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's telling a story. I can live with it. But I really, really hope. Have you heard the rumor about AJ Styles and Shane McMahon?
Yeah, it sounds like now that Rollins is hurt, maybe of McMahon and Triple H.
Yeah, I fail to believe that Rollins is actually hurt.
Oh, no, I think he's hurt.
Because, like, my whole argument is that they're waiting on Raw to announce his injury status. And it's like, well, every other time you've announced it on Twitter or somebody else has broke the news, I'm just assuming that it'll come off as, like, a kayfabe thing. But who knows?
I'm pretty sure it's legit, man.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you can see Joe talking to him. Joe asks him if he's okay, and he says he hopes so.
Mm. I didn't see but.
Yeah, that happened. Because, you know, you can hear everybody fucking talking. You talk too much.
Yeah, those never rings really need the mic down.
Yeah. Royal Rumble, I thought it was pretty fucking weak. I didn't like Orton winning. And Mania, dude, if we're talking about Orton Wyatt, and, like, I heard the Cena mixed tag with fucking The Miz and Maurice.
Yeah, I've got a full Rumor Mania card if you want to run through it.
A Rumor Mania card, huh?
Yeah.
I was wanted to point out this here, too. Randy Orton on Talking Smack claims that every wrestling fan wants to see Orton versus Cena for the title one more time, whether they know it or not.
Not true whatsoever.
Yeah, no, we don't, actually.
I'm pretty sure, though, that's just to troll the fans as to they're not going to get that match anyways.
It's next week on SmackDown.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, fuck me, right?
Well, there you go. What's your Rumor Mania card?
Let's see. The rumored world title match is Goldberg and Brock for the Universal title. WWE Championship, Bray and Randy. Then the four-way, Charlotte, Bayley, Sasha, and Nia. Roman Reigns and Taker. This Seth Rollins and Triple H is still the rumor because it's not really complete on how long it'll be out. Kevin Owens and Jericho, Styles and McMahon, the Cena match, Big Show, Shaquille O'Neal, and the Andre Joint Battle Royal.
Fuck that.
It doesn't really sound that good, does it?
and Orton Wyatt could be decent, but I fucking hate Orton. I can't stand watching that guy anymore.
Yeah, he's I've liked him since he was with the Wyatt family. Not his work, but just the character wise. But
man, dude, he has a also this is something I just saw this week. Every NXT champion ever, aside from Nakamura and Rude, obviously, are assigned to the Raw roster.
What?
Think about it.
That's true. Bo Dallas, Seth Rollins, Neville.
Yeah.
Big E, yeah.
There you go. So, yeah, there's that. some news. Go out and get into some news here. Yeah. Breaking news.
Let's bring this over to Mr. Jim Vicious here in this control panel. How are you today?
Breathing oxygen gives you cancer. Find out more tonight at 10. Oh, shit. Talking about Lucha Underground.
Yes. Big news Lucha Underground.
They haven't announced it themselves, but
Netflix
evidently
has confirmed it.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Seasons 1 and 2 of fucking Lucha Underground will be on Netflix, at least in the U.S.
I heard even Canada.
That is excellent.
I'm still waiting for my way to watch season 3, but...
Yeah. They also did post a graphic on their Facebook page, 531.17, so...
Yes, and that would bring the season to end in October, so...
There you go.
Summer, fall of Lucha.
Dude, it would be great on Netflix, man. Then you can get motherfuckers into this shit.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people now who, you know, and I've tested this theory out. A lot of people who are OG, like DCW and WCW and shit, who dropped off at the end of the Monday Night Wars, you give them Lucha and they're fucking into it, man. So now I think having a super easy way for people to find it, like everyone's got Netflix, man.
Everybody and their dog has Netflix. It's crazy.
So hopefully this can get people behind it and get people into it. That's very cool. Also, Ricochet, done. His contract is up.
Yeah, he's going to focus on New Japan.
Hopefully.
Yeah, there is a rumor, though, that he will be heading to the WWE in the near future when his no-compete clause is up. But let's hope that he does not.
Dude, that'd be unfortunate, man.
Yeah.
Go to fucking waste his time there. Talk about Nikki Bella being done soon. WrestleMania possibly being her last match. Fucking glorious.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Yeah, dude. I guess her neck issues are kind of still hanging around maybe a little bit. And I'm good with it, man. Be done and fuck off.
Yep, I agree completely.
Tammy Sitch.
Released from jail.
Yeah, released from jail, man. Who knows? Well, for now, anyway.
Who did she fuck? That's the question.
Everybody. Oh, that's the answer.
She's just taking dicks through the bars nonstop.
Through the bars. no word of the on the terms of her current parole, but she'd probably be on fucking house arrest and shit. Chick just can't fucking get it together, man.
It's sad. It really is. Yeah,
it's pretty unfortunate. Kevin Kelly departs Ring of Honor commentary team. Yeah. So if you're playing at home, that's all three of their commentators.
Gone. So who's left? Who does the commentary now?
Maybe your boy Jim Vicious. Hit me up.
Get me a work visa and I'll do it too.
There you go. So it'll be interesting to see what is going to be going on there. Who's going to fucking do some announcing? I don't know. This guy, Ian Riccaboni, I don't know. He handles the announcer for Women of Honor. Not that anybody watches that shit, but...
Yeah, no, I've got better things to do with my time than watch Veda Scott in a shitty match.
Yeah, dude. Pass on that shit. And I guess there's a little bit of news. Brian Pillman Jr.
Yes.
Inquiring with Your boy.
Lance Storm.
Lance Storm about training. He's 23 years old. Currently lives in Kentucky. He was like 3 when his dad died.
Yeah, so.
He doesn't look like a wrestler.
I've never seen a picture of him.
Yeah, but I mean, he's Pillman's son. I'm always a fan of like younger guys, you know, next generation.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times it works out. But when you look at Roman Reigns, it obviously is not foolproof.
Curtis Axel.
Oh, that one's a garbage one too, yeah.
Scott Putski.
I would say Bo Dallas, but Irwin R. Scheister was never good to begin with.
David San Martino.
I've never seen him before. I've heard of him, but I've never ever seen him.
Eric Watts.
Yeah, no, fuck. I love Eric Watts, though, in TNA with those stupid promos he used to do.
Not that Eric Watts, the old Eric Watts.
Oh, you're talking about old school Eric Watts. Okay, fair
enough. Joel Watts' son, yeah.
Yeah.
And then ex-employer AAA is fucking with Pentagon.
And Phoenix.
And Phoenix, of course, because they're a criminal organization, dude. Can we just just agree on that at this point?
No, I'm sure that they have some illegal activities flowing through there for sure.
Lucha Libre FMV, the company who owns AAA and Lucha Underground, filed documents 1 week after he changed his name. He'd be now known as Penta OM.
Yes, which stands for Penta El Cerro Miedo.
Yeah, which, you know, I suppose that's okay. But yeah, it's so weird, dude. Like, AAA is a bunch of shit, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, and even, like, Phoenix, what was it? Phoenix El Rey is what they tried to kibosh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's like, man, that's pushing it, because, like, that's a TV channel, right? Like,
yeah, that's a little far, maybe.
Yeah.
But, and I guess, yeah, just kind of in other news, later tonight, well, depending when you're listening to this, later tonight for us, got a New Japan show I'm thinking definitely about watching, but live, yeah. But I'm going.
If I can make it, if my sick body can make it up that late, I will definitely be watching it.
Yeah, definitely got a good fucking card coming from Sapporo. Dude, I'm pretty stoked. Like, IWGP Junior Heavyweight title match for Roppongi Vice versus fucking, dude, Taka Michinoku.
I know, right? If only Dick Togo was in action. Yeah, it's going to be great.
I haven't seen him in action in a while.
Well, he went with Suzuki over to NOAH, right? Because Suzuki went over to NOAH. Like, now Lance Hoyt is back, or Vance Archer, or whatever the fuck he's called. David Hart Smith, like, he's back in New Japan now. So there's a lot of an influx, and it brings you to the main event, too, as well, with New Japan, with Suzuki and Okada, which is going to be tight as fuck.
Yeah, it definitely should be... should be a good match there, too. So if you're a New Japan subscriber, I'm sure you're already aware of this. But no less, moving on. I don't know, man. Do we have to really talk about Raw and SmackDown and shit?
Yeah, I say we touch on Samoa Joe, maybe.
Oh, well, that's the end of Raw.
Yeah, that's really all that's prevalent. Like, you've got... Rollins played a great heel, but he's a babyface, by saying that he was going to kill Triple H in front of his children. So that was great. I popped hard for that. I loved it. I really did. All these people are saying, like, it was sick, and how it's like, oh, you can't say that shit. It's like, well, his whole deal is he's trying to get under Steph's skin. He's trying to piss her off. How better of a way are you going to piss off this woman? You know? Like, Jesus Christ.
At least someone got a couple shots in on that cunt for a change.
Oh, you cunt! What a cunt!
You know? Fuck, finally, once in our lifetime, someone gets a couple shots in on her.
Yeah. And then that leads us to the Triple H promo, which I thought was a great babyface promo. But the promo was great, you know? The mannerisms, he showed frustration really well, because I'm sure if you're married to Stephanie McMahon, frustration is just a part of life. It's got to be. So, you know, he done a good promo, and then the whole deal with Seth Rollins coming out and Samoa Joe briskly cutting him off, I thought was great, because Joe looked like a fucking killer.
Yeah.
He needs to lose those fucking tight jeans, though.
Yeah, the jeans. I was just going to say, the jeans were... I don't know about those jeans pulled up over the gut in the front. It looked like he had a fucking a mom front butt going on.
Well, it's basically he still dresses the way his mother dressed him in grade school, right?
Yeah.
But, no, if he didn't have the jeans, it would have been killer. But I just find Joe just looks like he's going to hurt you anyways, just in the face, that ugly scowl he's got.
Yeah, there's a good chance he might hurt you.
Yeah, as evident by Monday night.
But yeah, I mean, other shit on the show, you know, there's some worthless 205 or cruiser matches. I guess there's talk about them going exclusively to 205, moving them off Raw.
Which, in there had to be a point in time where Vince was just going to say, fucking kill it, so.
I mean, I'm looking here. Shoot, Bayley with Sheamus and Cesaro, who seemingly don't care about losing the belts the night before. They'll come out and dance with Bayley and shit.
Yeah, I mean, millennials, right?
Mm. I mean, I'm just looking through here. There's nothing really.
There's really nothing. Like, looking back on it, after I was done watching Raw, because a little secret, I don't watch all of Raw. I turn it on after it's over so that I can fast forward it all. I got no commercial breaks. And if I'll watch certain people, and I'll fast forward what I think is shit. And like,
which most of it.
Yeah, Rusev and Jinder Mahal against Enzo and Cass. Fuck that. I am not watching it. I'll watch the promo, but I'm not watching the match.
Yeah, another thing that really fucking pissed me off about this show. So Owens and Strowman, Reigns comes out mid-match, of course. Yes. He's got to wait until halfway through the match. And then he comes over. And yeah, you're going to certainly get over as a face by coming out interrupting a good championship match. he comes out and destroys everybody, dude. And, dude, he kicks the shit out of Strowman. Makes Strowman look like shit, I thought.
Yeah, it's Strowman has definitely not looked weaker.
Comes out and gives him like fucking bunch of Superman punches and shit, and destroys everybody. Beats the champ, kicks the shit out of the champion and the fucking monster heel.
Yeah,
leaves Owens and fucking Braun laying. Oh, they just fuck this company.
Yeah, they're hell bent on that Roman Reigns deal. It's for sure. Hopefully, we say I'll say this till the cows come home, but hopefully he turns heel soon.
Never gonna happen.
Never.
Lesnar and Heyman killed it as usual.
Lesnar just stood there as usual.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that tornado tag that you were talking about, fucking awful.
Yeah, garbage. We don't even need to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, I like the jump. I like. I did like Joe jumping. Rollins, I guess he hurt him, so that's not good.
It definitely doesn't look good for Joe, especially after breaking Tyson Kidd's neck, right? So,
well, and here, dude, too, it's like the crowd doesn't shit on it. Nope. They don't fucking, they love it. They love it.
Yeah, they ate it in.
Yeah, Joe Chan says he fucking, you know, beats the shit out of this guy who you're trying to make your top face. Because when he came back and could have been a face, you fucked it up and waited a month before you tried to do it.
Yeah.
You silly cunts.
He comes back to a roaring ovation, and you just take the wind out of their sails.
He said it on the show the whole time he was out. He'll come back to a fucking monster face, you know? And he comes back, and they did what they did, and we came on here, and we said how fucking stupid it was. And it was. You know, that's like what this show is like, us saying things and then them coming true.
In a nutshell, yes.
Eventually they come around and figure out that they're fucking stupid, yeah. Yep. And SmackDown was in Corpus Christi, Texas, the worst city ever for fucking live wrestling.
And also, wasn't a great show.
Cena comes out and does his usual, you know, after I destroy you in promos and a match, then I'll come over and put you over on the mic.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, he's got my respect. It's like, you fought him three times now. And this is when you finally realize this.
Yeah. lights go out. Harper's there to help Cena, I guess. Yeah. So that set up for later. Or no, right away. So yeah, Harper won't fight Bray. And then in the end, Orton pins Cena.
Yeah.
What do you think about Ellsworth introducing Carmella?
It was what it was meant to be. It was meant to be really awkward and bad.
But, and then he had to help her beat a chopper tooth. I don't know if he had to.
He did, yeah. But it's a fine line between being bad and trying to be bad.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting to the line where it's like, I know you're trying to suck, but you actually suck.
Right. Ziggles and Kalisto. Kalisto inherited Swan's wings on his trunks.
Isn't that a fucking farce?
Because Swan doesn't wear them anymore, but he does.
Yeah, it's so fucking stupid. You know they took it off Swan.
Yeah.
And it was like, Kalisto, here you go.
Dolph wins to no react, like dead silence, man. Corpus Christi.
And then, you know what? It's the exact same thing as you said before with Seth Rollins, same thing with Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler should have had a character change, a heel turn months ago, and they failed to do it, and now the crowd just doesn't give a fuck.
Well, after you beat him every which way, but yeah, fuck, dude. He beats down, Cruz comes out, Ziggles flees. Naomi pins Bliss in a women's tag match. This was really weird. They like a tag team invitational. Okay, so Alpha comes out.
Gauntlet kind of deal.
Well, and then everybody comes out. Rolling. We go to commercial. We come back, and it's just the ring cleared except for Alpha and Heath and Rhino, and then we're moving on. On to the next thing. I was like, well, what was that?
I don't know. Like, does the final four competitors get a match next week, or?
It wasn't a match. It wasn't anything. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
Stupid. Nikki and Natalya have a match set up for Elimination Chamber. Great.
Awesome.
And then Styles versus Ambrose with Corbin, Miz, and Maryse on commentary. Seven people on commentary. Seven.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
It's so absurd.
Oh, it's fucking dumb, dude.
Yeah. But the match itself was okay for a television SmackDown match.
Corbin and Miz brawl. Ambrose gets devolved. Styles clash. Styles wins. But yeah, they're talking the Elimination Chamber all night. And they're in Corpus Christi. And all it could remind me of was like the last Elimination Chamber, which was in Corpus Christi, and how awful that match was. You remember that match?
The tag team Elimination Chamber match? That was fucking drizzling shit's horrible.
Well, they had that, but the singles one was so bad that at one point, Ziggles had to stop everybody in the ring.
Yeah.
And they had to fucking figure out what they were doing. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Go back and watch that. And then, like, two in one of those ride-alongs, Ziggles was talking about that match. As like, oh, I thought we put out a really good, I thought this was a really good match.
Did you ever see the Dinner for Three where Daniel Bryan is pretending it was a good match?
Yeah.
It's just like, Ziggler is talking about how, like, they were involved in this horrible fucking match or whatever. Daniel Bryan was like, well, I thought it was great.
Oh, dude.
Like, no, you didn't, you son of a bitch. Because he got that smirking grin on him as he's telling Ryback that he's the Ryback.
Dude, that match was awful. Yeah. Awful. And, NXT, we didn't have anything really. Mostly recap. Ember Moon beats Aaliyah. These were all filmed at the TakeOver.
Yes.
Tyler Bate defeated Oney Lorcan, who's just never going to get a shot, I'm convinced.
No.
And then No Way Jose and the Drifter came out, and I turned it off. So I don't know who won that match. I don't give a fuck.
I know. I didn't watch the match either. I liked the Corey Graves promo, the video package saying goodbye to Corey Graves in NXT.
Yeah, I guess.
And then, but the way I like the reaction after is like they do the Drifter match and Corey is like just like, oh, this is how you're going to say goodbye. I got to call this guy's match. I thought that was pretty funny.
Drifter, he talks shit on him all the time.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense because he's kind of the heel announcer and he's supposed to be putting heels over, but he shits on the Drifter.
Because he's so bad. He's so bad. Like at the end of the match, they asked Corey Graves, do you have any final words for the Drifter? And all he said was, nope. And you never hear from Corey Graves no more.
He said something too about leaving what's his name down there to fucking do commentary with the Drifter. He made some other asshole remark about it. It's fucking awful.
Oh, great stuff.
What happened in Impact, man?
Well, Impact this time was slated as Open Fight Night. So, if you're keeping track, which I know you're not, the last 3 weeks has been a gimmick. So, 3 weeks ago, it was Race for the Case, where they ran after the briefcases. And then last week was Genesis, which was an old pay-per-view name. Bobby Lashley won the world title back from Eddie Edwards. And then this week is Open Fight Night, like I said. And so everybody with a briefcase gets to pick where they like who they want to fight. And you think everybody would go for title holders, but you're wrong. So Jeff Hardy goes for a Bobby Lashley and opens up with a horrible Jeff Hardy-Bobby Lashley match for the world title. I don't know why you'd open up with that either. The next guys, DCC challenged the Decay in a match. And it's just like, well, why are you doing this? There's no fucking rhyme or reason. Sure, you feuded with them, but like you got this fucking briefcase. You should go for some gold or something, right? But no. So that was that. They had the worst ladder match of all time with Trevor Lee against DJ Z or Zema Ion.
The worst of all time.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was like 5 minutes. Horrible. We got a weird little DDT off the middle of the ladder, and that was the only spot on the ladder of the whole night. It was just garbage. And then, that's about it. There was another match that I'm forgetting here somewhere, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
Drake had some match with EC3 where he just beat him up. It was stupid. Tyrus was good, though. Tyrus is Brodus Clay.
Yeah.
He's starting to come into his own on the mic. He's still a garbage wrestler, but on the mic, he's good.
Well, there you go. There's your Impact review. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't watch that shit either. That's where... What else we got? That's pretty much it. Hall of Fame, which I started thinking about halfway through here. Is like about 5 minutes ago.
I really hope you've gotten Hall of Fame because I don't. We also can play a game.
What, me and you?
You can just play it.
All right, well, fuck.
Let's do it.
All right, what do we got some categories or something I can pick?
Yeah, so there's a difference now in this game. Let's just let everybody know. There's now three different categories. If you pick one, it's gone. Another one replaces it. So this week's categories are WWF, emphasized on the WWF, WCW, and WWECW.
Oh, my. You know, this follows the... way that you do all other popular game shows do by changing every single week.
Yeah.
Change the rules every week. Out of those, I kind of want to go WCW, but then, like, their music was so bad, and it's, like, all the same.
I think I've done a really good job at differentiating from the WCW bullshit.
I'm going to go WCW.
Okay, Jim. Let's see what the first one is, see if you can get this one.
Some fucking leaving song.
Do you know who it was?
Is it Raven?
No, close. That was a Nirvana ripoff.
Oh, no, DDP was a Nirvana ripoff.
Yeah, but Raven was like...
Oh. Oh, hey, now. Someone in the flock, yeah.
Actually, no, it's not even somebody in the flock.
Why did they rip off Evenflow? Isn't his the Evenflow DDT?
It is, but they didn't use Evenflow for it. This is Chris Jericho's theme.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
Okay, this one might get easier.
Fuck. All right.
No idea.
Okay, let me. All right. I'm gonna go. It's got to be one of three Mexicans.
Actually, it's a group. So if you name one of them at one point in time, it was one of their themes.
It's like Juventud Guerrera and Rey Mysterio and shit.
Yeah, it's the Filthy Animals.
Yeah,
good boy. Oh, where's? I'm so used to not using the good one that I never know where it is. I never get to use the ring bell ever.
I fucking loved when they did the Cruiserweight tag team thing briefly at the end, and yeah. It was and Ray on a tag team together. Holy shit. Okay.
What?
What?
Nothing. You ready for the third one?
I guess.
This was purposely harder because it's the last one.
Come on, get some. Yeah. Come on, get some. Yeah. Big brother booty. Shake, 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 woo. Big brother booty. Shake, 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 woo. Big brother booty. Shake, shake, shake.
Wow.
You don't know that one. Okay, fair enough.
Hold on. Let me get it. Let me think.
Okay.
It's got to be someone who's like, okay. Well, give me a few guesses. It's not the Booty Man, is it?
Oh, sorry, no. Yes, it is. Wrong button.
Yeah!
I thought it was going to be a dead giveaway at the end because it's like, here comes the booty.
Well, I was thinking that. I was like, is it that, or is it Ernest the Cat Miller? Maybe like Disco Inferno had a different song. Or...
I could definitely see it being one of those though, easily. Yeah.
Dude, see, there's proof, man. Two out of three. That's proof that I know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. So, and you know what? I think the game in an overall sense is going to be a lot easier because you can choose your own generation.
Choose your own fucking poison, though.
Yeah, so like if you watched the hell out of the ECW reincarnation, you might get the ECW one. But I have a funny feeling nobody will ever pick that one.
I'm definitely not going to pick that motherfucker. I have no idea.
That one's going to be the running gag one, I guess.
Whenever I have to play, I'll be picking WCW.
I think we should have a rule that if there's a guest, they always pick just to fuck with you.
There you go. Well, if a guest is on, they can play. Fuck them. I don't have to play every week. Oh, there you go. That was awesome. What else we got before the Hall of Fame, man? Can plug what's coming up. Next week, episode 96, Suplex City Limits. The return of deathmatch wrestler, artist, and all-around bad motherfucker. The hipster heartthrob, Casanova Valentine. Back by popular demand.
I am really excited about this.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, I remember listening to the episode you guys did before, and I really liked it. And then, at the same time, I get to talk to another wrestler instead of just other podcasters. So it's going to be different.
There you go. He's fucking awesome. He's got some matches coming up. He's going to be in Austin for South by Southwest.
That's pretty dope.
Believe he's going to be fucking... I think he's got a death match coming up down there. So he'll be traveling around, so... He'll be on next week to hang out with us for a while, talk some shit. He's an awesome character. What's going down on the Federation podcast?
Next week, we've got Judgment Day 2003. That's a horrible, horrible pay-per-view. I'm not looking forward to it at all.
2003, not a good time.
No. The WWE is not the highlight, so like we're also doing the ROH stuff too from 2003, which has turned out to be pretty good.
Can't go wrong there. No. Who's in the main event in Ring of Honor 2003?
Samoa Joe, CM Punk. Let's see who else. AJ Styles is there. Christopher Daniels is there. A young BJ Whitmer. Homicide. Dusty Rhodes is on this last episode we did. Then there's some horrible guys too. Like, don't forget, there's some bad fucking wrestlers.
Well, that's pretty good though. Yeah. And as always, you know, give a shout out if you're looking for more wrestling podcasts. Of course, you know, I've mentioned Federation, but you know, check out our friends at Wrestling Soup, Gorgeous Losers of Wrestling, Sat Pod. If you're into the YouTube thing, Falcon 1974. Shout outs also to Out of the Van podcast, my buddy Black Van Steve. He's a good dude, comedian. He does a podcast. Shout outs to the Secret Jabroni Society and the Cool Kids MMA Wrestling groups on Facebook. Got any other shout outs?
No, not really. No. Federation on Twitter, at the Federation.
There you go. Shout out also to our friends at Fully Loaded Wrestling. You can check them out on the Fight app, also on YouTube. And if you're in the North Dakota area, they have some shows coming up. X-Pac! he's going to be wrestling there soon. And yeah,
check them out on the Fully Loaded podcast.
I probably will. But yeah, check them out on YouTube. They put out a weekly YouTube show full of fucking awesome matches. And a lot of guys, some guys you probably haven't seen before. So, but you also see guys that you haven't seen in a while, dude. Eric Cannon.
Hey, yeah, I've checked it out many times. And I've never been disappointed when I watched it.
I know, how cool it is to see, like, fucking for old school Wrestling Society X marks like me and you.
Yeah, right? That's one thing I really want to do. I really want to do some Wrestling Society X episodes.
Well, we're going to fucking do it, dude.
We've got to.
I was on the Fully Loaded podcast, and I was like, ask him about fucking Wrestling Society X. He doesn't like to talk about it, really. He didn't, I don't know. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but I guess, he didn't really want to talk about it. And I'm like, aw.
Fair enough, I guess.
And, this week's Hall of Fame, I only had, I thought about it like 5 minutes ago while we were doing it. So I'm going to go with Bob Backlund.
Ooh, good choice. Good choice.
Can't go wrong. Bob Backlund was an amateur wrestler for the North Dakota State University Bison.
Oh, so he's like a little hometown boy for you.
Well, he's not from here, but he did wrestle. He's from Minnesota, Princeton, Minnesota. But yeah, he was on the wrestling team there. A lot of his old shit, I wasn't around for, obviously, but we got that run when he came back there in the 90s and had his shit with Bret Hart.
Diesel beat in like 13 seconds.
Well, fair enough there. But there was a time where I thought like the crossface chicken wing was shoot like the most badass submission move ever.
As a kid, I legit thought that he was crazy.
When he put that shit on Bret Hart and just like fucking kept him in it forever, dude.
Good stuff.
That was good. Bob Backlund is awesome. He still is like Darren Young sucks so much that having Bob Backlund with him wasn't enough to get him over.
That's true. And even what was it, 5 years ago he had a match on Raw when Heath Slayer was fighting the Legends.
Yeah.
And he was great.
Dude, I was saying give fucking Young's push to him.
Yeah.
He's six definitely ready, dude. I love when he came back for that new generation thing, man. And, like, he's going to teach this new generation a fucking, a lesson. And he's all crazy. And we put fucking random employees in the crossface chicken wing. And
great. It was great. It was.
I love that shit, man. He's fucking great. So, Bobby Backlund, the next inductee into the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame. The most prestigious Hall of Fame in all of podcasting. He's the 92nd inductee. If you want to check out our Hall of Fame, it's on our Facebook page under the album section. You can peruse it and see all of the members of the Hall of Fame. It's a pretty badass Hall of Fame.
Yes, and it's the perfect length for like taking a shit, like you usually say.
Yeah, man. Peruse it whilst you shit. I suppose that's going to do it for this week, huh?
Yeah, pretty sure that's everything.
When you're having fun, getting high, talking wrestling with your homie. So, we thank you very much for listening, as always, and we'll be back next week with the hipster heartthrob Casanova Valentine. And until then, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire, and remember, a winner is you.